We know that. We're one of the few counties that doesn't have its own veteran cemetery, and that is pretty egregious. We've got folks living and dying who have served their nation in Orange County and are being buried in Riverside. That's not okay. I know it's a facility out there. We got Bobby in here too. We'll go ahead and officially get started with the meeting then. I'm gonna make sure that I have my agenda. So because we have quorum, I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. And Stephanie, you've got a flag back there. Would you be so kind as to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes, sir. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thank you for that. So we'll go ahead and move on in. So item three, could we get a council roll call?
Sure, no problem. Vladimir Anderson.
Vladimir Anderson, present.
Eric Duane.
Present.
Alexis Federico. Alexander Gonzalez.
Present.
Alex Maslin.
Present.
Robert McDonald.
Bobby?
Yeah. I just went off and now I'm back on again. Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you. Mario Munoz. And Stephanie Wade.
Here.
Thank you. We do have a quorum.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you. So move into public comment. Do we have any members from the public that are willing to address or that have signed up for public comment?
We do have a number of attendees, and I would like to share that we did receive one public comment via email. The following public comment was received from Marilyn Harris, and she asked us to read the following into the record. Number one, not every Legion post is endorsing this idea. Number two, the Orange County Veteran and Military Families Collaborative is the name. Number three, the proposed cemetery at Gypsum was outlined previously as a community cemetery with a veteran section. It is not a substitute for the Irvine plan. And number four, I do not endorse moving the site of the cemetery off of the MCAS El Toro property. Thank you, Marilyn Harris. Additionally, we have a number of attendees in the attendee room. If you would like to speak during public comment, please raise your hand and I will allow you to speak. Again, if you would like to speak during public comment, please raise your hand and I will provide you the permission to speak. Seeing none, Chair.
All right, we'll go ahead and move on to the next item, which is the action item to review and approve the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council Cemetery Resolution for submission to the Orange County Board of Supervisors. So we'll open up the floor. Do we have a copy of that? Everybody should have a copy of that resolution in their hands. It was drafted by Ms. Stephanie Wade. Thank you for that effort. I will go ahead and I guess read it into go ahead.
I would like to make one amendment. I'll concede nearly every American Legion post and Veterans of Foreign Wars post. I'd like to make that amendment
Okay.
For Maryland's point, she's right. Clearly supportive of the ARTA project in Irvine and is concerned that this might take thunder away from that project. And I think it's a fair point. I mean, I understood from Nick it was every post, but I'm willing to concede it at this point.
Do we have Nick here today?
I don't believe he's on.
Okay. So I guess I'll read the amended version then. Let's go ahead and take a look at this draft resolution. Whereas nearly every veterans organization in the county, that is the amended version, including every American Legion and Veterans of American or Foreign Wars post, she's saying that her American Legion is not endorsing this. And the Orange County Veterans and Military Connected Families Collaborative has endorsed. And whereas the council members of this body have all heard from numerous veterans supporting, and whereas the veterans council members of this body believe that the county proposed cemetery with a veterans section in the area known as Gypsum Canyon in Anaheim Hills is deeded to the County of Orange for the express purpose of building a cemetery, and that this plan now represents the best chance for Orange County to achieve the express will of its entire veterans population of creating a true veterans cemetery, Orange County Veterans Advisory Council has this day voted to endorse and recommend to the Orange County Board of Supervisors that they work with all interested parties to bring this plan to fruition, and they do request that the state Senate and State Assembly and the Governor of California support this plan with financial appropriations and to make available the $24 million of money that was appropriated for the purpose of building an Orange County Veterans Cemetery be made unrestricted and available to the use of the county plan for development of the cemetery at the Gypsum Canyon site. So there it is with the amendment. Open for discussion, or do we have a motion? Can I get a motion?
I think there should just a quick bit of discussion, but why don't you go ahead first, Vladimir?
Yes,
So before a discussion, we've got to have a motion and a second. Then we can move into discussion. So do I have a motion? Otherwise, it's dead on the floor.
Don't move.
All right, Stephanie with a first. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Great. We'll move on to discussion. Thank you.
Vladimir?
Yes, thank you for your time and for giving me the opportunity to speak. As you all know, I discussed this issue in the past, and I am trying to get more familiar and get a full grasp of the whole situation at hand.
Marilyn Harris.
Yeah, this is a cemetery with a section for veterans. Is that correct?
No.
No, I can speak to that a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
The initial plan was simply a set aside special veteran cemetery. In discussions with Nick Berardino, I understand that they've made accommodations to to make it a larger space and to create more set aside space with the eye to getting it, to making it viable as both a state veteran cemetery and potentially, even though we're within the 100-mile limit, making it or 75-mile limit, making it a federal veteran cemetery. So their intent is to make it a federal cemetery if at all possible, if a state cemetery, if not. And I would also say that, you know, I don't think we can vote thinking that that's a done deal. None of these options are a done deal. I mean, there's a great deal of doubt on the ARTA plan, whether that would meet state requirements. There are also questions about remediating both the ARTA site and the golf course site. Those are the two Irvine potential plans, which Irvine has been still up in the air for almost a decade now about whether or not they're going to do it and where they're going to do it. But this has the backing of the county and has had the backing of the county for about 2 years. And it's a cemetery operator it's a nonprofit cemetery operator that wants to develop the cemetery that's already engaged with the county. And they seem to be making a really good faith effort to, you know, make it the best possible cemetery, potentially a federal cemetery. But at a minimum, what I get from Nick and from the many veterans I've spoken to about this is veterans groups who've been studying it, particularly Valor, which is the largest veterans groups working on the cemetery issue, is that they see this as the most viable plan. And for one thing, I've spoken to Avelino Valencia and to other members of the city council here in Anaheim, and they're happy to have the cemetery and the location, but I will say the location is challenging. All three potential locations are challenging. The location in Anaheim Hills is going to require bringing in water and then changing the grade of a lot of the hills. It's a very hilly area. But I think the consensus is this is a far more viable plan. And the biggest stumbling block on Irvine is it's been so contentious. that there are already plans. If either site, if the city moves ahead of their site, there are groups that are going to launch, have stated publicly that they're going to tie it up in litigation. So there's no threat of litigation at the moment for the Anaheim Hills plan. So I think those are the main reasons why, you know, I'm interested in seeing us back the plan that the County Board of Supervisors already, you know, has given impetus to.
And may I interject something there, Eric, please, Mr. Chair?
Absolutely.
For context, Vladimir, we have been exploring this way before all y'all got on the board. There was another group of us that were here, and we went through this process. So this is not the first time. This is another iteration of us going through this cemetery. But to give you a little bit more clarification here, the land, the Irvine land is city land, and they're playing with that. You have to deal with the city of Irvine. The land that is up in the 241 Gypsum Canyon area that happens to be in Anaheim is county land. Donald Brin gave that area 200 some odd 50 acres to the County of Orange, specifically to third district supervisor at the time, which was Todd Spitzer, which is about 3-4 years ago before Don Wagner came in. So that land was, and the county has already been looking for another cemetery. All right, so when this land came about, and this came about on Spitzer's watch, that the land would be kind of subdivided so that one part would be for the county cemetery and the other part would be for a veteran cemetery. The veteran cemetery has to be a standalone. They can't coagulate, can't put anything. It has to be a line and a road right between it, because that's the way it is. So there's two separate entities, but it's enough land for us to make sure that that happens. Now, and one of the stipulations in the giving of the land by Donald Brin, who, by the way, was a Marine, or is a Marine, or ex-Marine, or whatever the Marines are these days.
You know better, Bobby.
Once a Marine, always a Marine. Come on.
Okay, that too. Okay, excuse me, Department of the Navy. I get it. So anyway, the thing is, they have to be separated. And I'm just sharing that with you. That's part of the caveat that's with this deal. So the county knows about it. The county has already spent time making sure that all the little nicks and crannies have been approved by the city of Anaheim. So when this deal came out the other day that it was going to cost $110 million to do one site at Irvine and another $75 million to do the other site, this was a move that with this coalition and everything that's happening now came out with Don Wagner. And then the group Valor came about to make it happen. So I wanted to kind of make that. And another caveat is with the cemetery that's going to be there for the county, it has already been kind of approved, you know, through Supervisor Doe and Supervisor Wagner to make sure there's a section. And this is where people get a little misunderstood. There will be a section for our allies. So in other words, all the like the Rocks and the Republican Koreans, those kinds of gentlemen that fought in the ladies that fought in the war, there will be a section inside the county cemetery for them, because you can't have somebody like that in the veterans. So anyway, I hope that gives you a little bit more context of what's happening here, okay?
Thank you very much.
Somebody, the dog didn't like it, I guess, or is that just applause?
I thought those were applause, yeah.
Okay, thank you, I appreciate it. Yeah, at least I know the dogs like me. That's great.
I think those were doggy cheers. Anyone else? Anyone else have comments?
You know what? They were probably Marine pups. Okay.
They were devil pups. Yes.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Absolutely. You go, Alexander.
Thank you very much. Very much appreciate the opportunity to engage in this discussion. First, I want to take the opportunity to first and foremost thank the veterans. I have deep admiration and respect for the veteran community here in Orange County that has demonstrated diligence in bringing a final resting place to Orange County. It is not an easy process. It has been long. They have endured a lot of issues and actions to get to this point, through voter initiatives, through organization, through legislation. It has been difficult. And so I think no matter where this goes, we ought to really take a moment to recognize and commend the veterans that have been working so hard to find a site here in Orange County. I have engaged in extensive discussions with veterans throughout the county, veterans in our district. And while the solutions may differ, the motives have always been the same. And that's to bring a cemetery here to Orange County, a final resting place for our brothers and sisters to call home. And for that, and to that, I'd like to say why I will be supporting this measure. It is long overdue, and it is the best way for us to identify a site better than any other alternative solution as soon as possible. That is exactly why I plan to support the motion and support the establishment of a veteran cemetery in County. The Gypsum Canyon site, for many of the reasons that my colleague spoke about, regarding its, not only its location, but its flexibility with some of the guidelines that are issued for sites to be redesignated as a state cemetery, perhaps even a national cemetery one day, ought to be recognized. So for those reasons and many more, I will be voting in favor of this motion.
Thank you, Alexander. Do you have any others? All right, so we have a motion on the floor, first and a second. We've had discussion. Do you want to go ahead and call for a vote?
Sure.
All right, let's go ahead and do that.
Vladimir Anderson.
Vlad Anderson votes aye.
Eric Duane.
Resounding yes.
Alexander Gonzalez.
Yes.
Alex Maslin.
Yes.
Bobby McDonald.
Yes.
And Stephanie Wade.
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for attending today, sharing your concerns. This is something that a lot of people are passionate about. It's a very difficult topic of conversation in Orange County. And I mentioned it earlier. I'm tired of burying OC vets out in Riverside and LA and wherever else we go. And
you can't get in LA.
No. Well, cremains can. They built a new mausoleum. So
unless you have somebody that you know that's a legislator, you can get
right.
In.
Yeah. And I have a father that I need to put in a national cemetery. I don't want to put him in LA. So I feel it. I think we all do. And this is a long time coming. I was stationed at El Toro and Tustin, shut them both down in 98 and then 99 subsequently, and was at the closing ceremonies for El Toro base as a color sergeant for my unit. So we've had that land forever. Governments and politicians, unfortunately, have mismanaged it, and the organizations, right, the builders have been after that land. And this is one of those things where you got to pick your hill you're willing to die on. And I think that hill's in Gypsum Canyon. So I appreciate everyone today for coming out. I appreciate Council Member Wade for drafting and then amending the proposal. And we'll go ahead and get that to the Orange County Supervisors. What is the next step, Jenna?
Well, the resolution was approved today, so with it being approved, it is ready for submission to the Board of Supervisors.
All right, so let's go ahead and get that submitted. Do we have to do anything special for that, or can we just?
You know, I'll work with Erica to see the best method of getting it processed, and we'll get back to you, Chip.
All right, Fantastic. Do we have any other?
I have a question. I have point of information I'd like to bring up if I can, please.
Yes, sir.
Okay. When I got the agenda, as far as I remember, this has been one of the first meetings we've ever had. There was a special meeting. All right. And I would suggest, as a suggestion, that when we send out a meeting agenda that's for special meetings, we put the information in what allows us to do this. Is it like a regular meeting where you have to have 72 hours to the it has to be out noticed? Well, I see you shaking your head, Renee, but again, had we had it on here, people would know, because I've had a couple of people ask me, how can you do this without having a 72 hour for the public to know? And I get that. That may be something that's internal. I get it. But we have all the other stuff on here and it's not documented. I don't want anybody to come back and say we did something that we shouldn't have done, or we need to have it out for more hours. If there's a different program, I wish we had explained it so it would have been out there. That's all I'm saying, because we've never done it, not since I've been here, since 2012. All right. So it's just a point of information. Going forward, we need to identify that. Okay. All right. And if there's a different rule for it, that's fine. Just as long as we have a date out, because I don't want a Marilyn Harris or anybody else coming back and say you can't do it. Now, the good news for us, all the supervisors on board. That's the good news. Okay. And if as a point of other information, it may be smart if we put it on the agenda anyway to let people know at the next meeting. And if we have to re-vote for it or something like that, that'll cover us for that. Just again, wanted to bring that up because I like being on this group and I don't want anything to happen. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. We don't need to re-vote for it, but it can be a topic of conversation. It can be an item on the agenda, if I'm not mistaken. We can reiterate, especially for those members who weren't here, what we did, the resolution, and then that it was passed and will be passed on to the supervisors.
We may not have to re-vote on it. I get that.
But no, yeah.
What you're saying, yeah, but we need to, maybe we need to put that in the agenda, let people know what
that's
happened.
What I just said.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I just said. We'll put it on the agenda as an informational item. Yes, sir.
Very good. Thank you.
You got it. Do we have any other comments from council members before we adjourn? All right, great.
Just one other comment again to thank the for their patience and their persistence to bring it to.
Absolutely. All right. If there are no additional comments by anybody, we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting. Have a wonderful day, folks, and we'll see you, I believe it's July 14th, Wednesday, July 14th at noon, all right, for our regular scheduled meeting. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody.